What's up, LPE members? Welcome to the Limitless Practice Podcast. My name is Dr. Craig Burns. The topic of this podcast is Selling Yourself 2.0. Why 2.0? Because I cannot claim credit for version 1.0, the original version, given by B.J. Palmer himself. Over 500 times around the world, this is one of his most famous lectures. Gotta be something great in there, right? If he dedicated that much time, that much energy to speaking on this concept, what I will not do is try to pretend that I will teach you what he taught other people. Instead, I will share with you his construct, where it comes from, some background, some historical information or perspective, and I will bring it forward to the modern age, and I will share with you thoughts, ideas, strategies, and experiences that I have gained from this construct over years of thinking about it and being obsessed about it, right? And you will start to see how start to pull a lot of other LPE ideas, concepts, and principles into a singular construct, which may in fact be this idea of selling yourself as he articulated it. I'm just going to give you a lot more color and detail from my perspective. Now, I'm hoping that when I do that, you don't see me as necessarily a teacher or somebody that's telling you what to do or how to think or how to behave. Rather, I want to just share with you candidly, openly, and off the cuff my perspective on this and how it has benefited me in hopes that it will benefit you the same way. I don't know if you know this about me, probably because I don't tell you this about me, but my first love, my greatest love for chiropractic, regarding anything chiropractically speaking, is the philosophy itself. When I was deciding what kind of doctor I wanted to be, and I had surgeon on the table, and it was the top idea, number one spot of who I wanted to become in the future, I came across this idea of chiropractic, and I studied it only briefly, but it was the idea, the belief system, the philosophy that grabbed a hold of my heart and pulled me in that direction. And 6 months later, I was in a different state, enrolled in chiropractic school and off and running, because the idea was, it resonated with me, and it was who I wanted to become more of, and it's what I wanted to preach and who I wanted to share with people. It's the work I wanted to do over my lifetime. So that's really my love, my passion, where my heart is, and where what I think about nonstop all day long. However, I see a huge need, a huge gap for somebody to step up and share the mechanics of being successful rather than just the philosophy of being successful, right? I see that they both need to exist. They're not mutually exclusive. When we remove the problem, as we refer to it as cognitive dissonance, and we have mental mastery, we can balance both ideas harmoniously in our world, in our life, in our practice, in our business. That, my friends, is what makes us limitless, or more limitless. So just because I don't talk about one doesn't mean I don't appreciate it. I just see a huge need. A lot of people with great hearts and good hands and good skills that could make a huge difference in the world, but their vehicle is busted. They don't know the mechanics, the strategy behind running a very successful business. And that's where I feel my calling is to deliver in that area, somehow, some way, to the best as I can. And as you can tell, I'm 100% committed to that. And as I know it, many of you are benefiting from a lot of these ideas and strategies and allowing your vehicle to perform at a higher level, which allows it to deliver on the vision at a much higher level. And that's a win-win for everybody in all kinds of ways, right? So I love BJ Palmer. I love this idea of selling yourself. I love chiropractic and I love our philosophy. But we're going to talk about the mechanics and the strategy of how do we apply this philosophical idea or philosophical strategy into the business of chiropractic and becoming better at selling chiropractic to the masses. The LPE principle that I would hope you take away from this is this one liner. If you are not sold on yourself and properly selling yourself, they're not buying. That's it. That's two parts of the three-part approach that BJ Palmer spoke about so often, over 500 times in his lecture, Selling Yourself. I will go over them with you again and again and again as we go through this podcast. But that's the principle. Because if they're not buying, you're not winning, you're not growing, you don't have the financial capacity to build a team, to acquire more resources, doctors to train, you know, more income coming in, more people being seen, bigger impact, bigger influence, right? If you're not sold on yourself and properly selling yourself, you're screwed. You're limited. Can we agree on that? That's why we're so obsessed in LP about being sold on yourself, which we haven't talked that much about, but we will right now. A lot. We've been talking a lot about how to properly sell yourself. And we've also been talking about his third part, which I'll articulate in just a moment. Before I get into that, where does this come from? BJ's construct for selling yourself, three-step process in a sense. If you want to reference this in a green book, which I hope you have, dscbooks.com. You can get green books from there. I get most of mine from there. But the green book, up from below the bottom, up from below the bottom, there's a section in there called Selling Yourself. And BJ talks about this concept. I'm still trying to figure out where to get some actual audio footage of him talking about this in a lecture. If he's given over 500 times, I can't find it. If any of you have found this, please get it to me. And if I find it, I will share it with you. Now, the three-step approach that he outlines is simple. Number one, sell yourself to yourself. And ideally, I'm hoping you write these down or just memorize them as I have and continue to think about them month after month, year after year. Number two, sell yourself to others. This is like duh, right? Don't worry, we're going to go deep with this. Number three, sell people on the idea of selling you to others. So real quick, three-step process. And notice number one, he starts with number one, selling yourself to yourself. I'm going to talk about that. Thoughts, ideas, strategies, things I've done over the years to try my best to master number one. And I don't think I've mastered it. I think I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And I think we're all maybe on that path at different stages. And I want us all to evolve quickly with this podcast, with LPE, on our own, as a profession. That's number one, sell yourself to yourself. Number two, sell yourself to others. That just sounds like business 101, right? Marketing, communication, sales. Number three, sell people on the idea of selling you to others. What does that sound like? The LPE whiteboard strategy, internal marketing, raving fan culture, the value ladder, right? Having systems, processes, procedures to master internal referrals, right? Changing identity, beliefs, and values to turn people into referral engines for the business and the practice. Can you see how we've been talking about all that stuff over many podcasts already? I'm hoping that we can bring this all together. My vision, my goal, hopefully, is to one day be standing on many stages in front of many chiropractors and just talking again and again and again about this concept of selling yourself 2.0, a modern chiropractic perspective of how to become limitless in practice. And we'll be bringing a lot of these ideas and principles and strategies and one-liners from LPE podcasts and principles into this structure, into this construct, into that presentation or workshop, no matter where it may be given. Here we go. BJ's strategy. BJ's strategy for getting people's attention. Notice this. It's in that up from below the bottom. You get a hint on how he behaved strategically to get people's attention, to pay attention to him, to take note of him, to want to know. He was very masterful, actually, at generating curiosity and interest. Does that sound like an LPE principle? And he knew how to start with that. How did he do that? If you know anything about BJ, how do you think he did that? Without even saying anything. It was how he dressed. He actually changed his appearance to generate curiosity and interest. Who is that guy? The long hair, the interesting beard, the ties, the dress. He stood out in a crowd, right? Okay, I'm not the type of person, and maybe this resonates with you, I'm not the type of person that wears funny clothes or socks or ties. That's just not who I am to generate interest and curiosity, so I can't mimic his strategy. And what you will see is, since I've been talking about LPE, is how to use your words, your language, the way you communicate and interact with people to generate interest and curiosity, right? So you don't have to dress funny to be interested, to be interesting or make people curious about who you are and what you do and how it might benefit them. But he does say, and up from below the bottom, there's a little excerpt, and I'll be sharing some of this stuff weeks and months in LPE and as we go. In the closed area, in the public forums, this idea of selling yourself, I want to speak on it more and more and more. But he mentions in there, you must get them to stop thinking if you want them to start learning. I may have changed his words around a little bit there, but he was on to something. He knew that he had to get them to stop thinking about what's going on in their head, in their world, in the moment, and just pause and start wondering. Is that not another LPE principle or strategy that we use by being more question-based. Because when you're asking people questions, they have to stop thinking. They have to engage with you and respond to you on a different level, right? You follow me on that, right? So really what I'm trying to do is mimic some of BJ's strategies and make them universally applicable, because what worked then still does work now when it comes to consumer and behavioral psychology. Getting people to stop thinking in order to help them to start learning, right? To evolve. We do this with questions rather than costumes, I guess is what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Can you see how he did that and how I'm trying to help you figure out new ways to do that as well? Powerful ways to do that. Now, again, I want to share with you one more time. My disclaimer here is not to teach and tell you what to do and how to think when it comes to selling yourself. Rather, I think it's going to be much better received on your part if you know that I'm coming from a place of just sharing candidly and off the cuff. So how do I sell myself to myself? How do I sell myself to others? How do I help people sell me to others? I've shared a lot of that stuff in previous podcasts, but let's give you more of a cliff-noted conclusion version within this construct of selling yourself, this three-prong approach. Sell yourself to yourself, sell yourself to others, sell people on the idea of selling you to others. So I have some suggestions and ideas that I took down in the podcast notes. I may cover them all. I'll try to cover them all for you. But let's start with number one. Selling yourself to yourself. How to sell yourself to yourself. Would you agree with me that it is a massive limitation amongst a large portion of the chiropractic profession that they're not 100% sold on themselves? They haven't sold themselves to themselves on how tremendously valuable they are to society or mankind. Yes or yes? Are there a lot of chiropractors with identity issues, with certainty problems, with value issues? Yeah, hell yeah. Unfortunately, sadly, yes. So BJ's saying right then and there, if you want to be successful, you have got to sell yourself hardcore on yourself. 100% all in, sold, and continue to do that indefinitely, constantly selling yourself to yourself. So how does one sell yourself to yourself? Well, I'm sure there's a bunch of different ways. I'm sure you have a couple, but I'm also curious and concerned about the people that maybe have not sold themselves on themselves, or maybe they've only sold themselves on themselves in one way or one dimension or to one point, which causes them to be more limited than they deserve. The whole concept of LPE is being limitless, right? So let's talk just briefly on some ideas that I took down on how I sell myself to myself, sharing with you what I do in hopes that it might help you in some way. I think the size and scope of this sell equals the potential for success. So how much and how you are sold, how much have you sold yourself on yourself? The size and scope of that sell dictates your potential for success. So if you want more success, as I do, as I believe we all do, how can you increase the size and the scope of the sell? How you've sold yourself on yourself. If you were to pause the podcast now and just jot on a couple ideas on how can I sell myself more on myself? How can I have more belief, more faith, more certainty, more grit, more confidence, right? Is there ever a point where you have enough? I mean, I have enough to get the job done now, but I would like more, wouldn't you? Wouldn't more lead to more potential, more power, more ability, more success? Better outcomes, better incomes? Yes, of course it would. So what do you mean by size and scope? I think scope might equate to the size, because I believe that a lot of chiropractors are maybe sold on their technique or their one belief system, this idea. I like being sold on a lot of different ideas, reasons why chiropractic is freaking awesome and why I am awesome. Can I just say that? Why I am awesome as a chiropractor. How can I sell myself it with absolute certainty and get really excited about that statement? And should I feel weird about that? No. So I believe that I've sold myself to myself hardcore and in many ways on the science of chiropractic. The different models of subluxation, how nerve interference affects performance and physiology, longevity, right? The expression of health and happiness, the experience of health and happiness in the life. The science behind that. I didn't sell myself just on one idea, because there are a couple different ideas that are equally beautiful and they hold up to logic, and why not use that as a tool? Why not assume or acquire that power, that potential, right? The philosophy, sold myself hardcore on that, continue to do so. It's a good idea. Some of us went to schools where they told us that's a weak point. That's not a weak point. That's a strong point. It's what you make it. But why not make it a strong point? The philosophy of chiropractic is beautiful and powerful. And I think we should sell ourselves to the nth degree on that power and that potential and continue to do it. Sold myself to myself regarding the history of chiropractic and the ups and downs and the challenges we've been through and how we survived and made it through, right? That's another reason that gives me power, potential, certainty, focus, passion, purpose. Sold myself to myself just based on the history, studying the history. Some good books out there. If you have any, I'm going to put on the in the group a picture of a book that I read. Somebody sent to me randomly. I think it's because I bought some traction equipment from them. They sent me this book ages ago that talks about the history of chiropractic, and I read it. And it sold myself to myself even more. And this was after many years of being in practice, and I was already successful, but again, another level, another notch up on that rung of maybe the ladder of selling yourself to yourself. I climbed another rung. I'm like, it's nice up here. I like it up here. I'll try to share that with you. But that's just, you can sell yourself on yourself. You can become better at selling yourself through just the history of chiropractic. And there's just simple logic and common sense. I don't understand it. Why chiropractors have a hard time selling themselves on how valuable they are to their community, to an individual, right? The concept, the logic of chiropractic, of alignment and movement in the nervous system's ability to function without massive interference, just allows a body to work better, heal better, repair better, live better, experience and express better. I don't even need science to tell me that that's a logical, good idea. But the more I think about it and get excited about it, I don't care who's arguing with me. I'm not really interested in arguing. I got too much to do. So do you. But that's another way how I sell myself on myself is just logic, common sense, science, philosophy, history. Here's an idea that I want to share with you. This is what I do. Cross-selling yourself on chiropractic. Do you know what a cross-sell is? Cross-sell is typically when you have a different product or service in addition to your main product or service, and you cross-sell a customer or client or patient on an additional or a lateral service. Okay, so I'm not talking about how to cross-sell yourself on different products or services, but cross-selling yourself on different value points regarding the value of chiropractic, of your care council and community, of you to your family and to the world, to your community, blah, blah, blah. How can you cross-sell yourself on chiropractic? I don't think that many people are cross-sold on chiropractic. This is why everybody argues about their value point, their vantage point, their perspective, their belief system about chiropractic. I just sit back and laugh, and I'm like, y'all are kind of right, but you're all wasting a lot of time. Doesn't matter. Cross-selling yourself on chiropractic is a good thing. So I want that to hopefully be a takeaway from this podcast, especially some of the new people that are out in practice or maybe didn't go to very strong philosophically based schools. Get some green books. Cross-sell yourself on history or the different value points of chiropractic. Maybe it's not just about muscles and performance and being able to do something athletically. Maybe it's not just about tone of the nervous system. Maybe it's not just about structure and bone remodeling. Maybe it's not just about torsion of the nervous system, compression, tension. Maybe it's all that stuff, isn't it? So can you see the power of being cross-sold on chiropractic and cross-selling yourself on yourself? Your value, your certainty, your confidence goes up. Your value goes up. Your ability to succeed goes up. Here's another idea. Seeing everything through a chiropractic lens. I don't know about you. I can't make any assumptions, but I can only tell you what works for me and hope that it helps you in the same way or it stimulates some thought and some growth. But I see everything through a chiropractic lens. I didn't always. In a practice long, long ago, in a time long, long ago, we had like our nutrition department. We had like a fitness thing. And we did all that stuff and it was kind of separate and it all kind of got a little diluted and a little muddled and murky. But now everything that we talk about and teach, my wife in private conversations, when we talk with our staff, right, in team huddles or team meetings, everything goes through a chiropractic lens, above, down, inside out, nervous system function, experiencing and expressing health from within. And either you're doing it really well as you're designed to, or you're not, right? So If you sell supplements or products or lifestyle coaching, if you can see everything and tie it all into a central hub, the chiropractic lifestyle, the chiropractic perspective, tremendous power in that, tremendous focus, certainty, right? In the ability to make progress and the ability to be clearly perceived by the population, by the people you serve on who you are and what you do and how valuable it is, right? So I don't know, are you currently seeing everything through a chiropractic lens? When you talk about taking a supplement or making food choices or showing somebody how to exercise or sit, what if sleep, does it all go through a chiropractic lens? Is that how you see the world? Is that how you talk and behave constantly? Here's another idea. It is a family culture. I believe that it needs to be. In order to sell yourself on yourself hardcore to the highest degree possible, the family culture of chiropractic must be there 24/7. It's what you think, sleep, talk, eat, and breathe. Chiropractic, above, down, inside, out, nervous system function, posture, movement, alignment, right? All that stuff. It's innate intelligence should be a common household word. On some level, whatever you believe it at, I'm not even going to get into that. I don't even care. But it just should be something that it's, this is what we talk about. This is what we believe in. This is what we know. This is what we practice. This is what we preach. This is what we live, right? But it cannot just live in the business or the practice. It should be everywhere, in the car, at home, on vacation. Here's another idea. Last idea, how to sell yourself on yourself. We've talked about this in a previous podcast. We have to go from, this is my job, this is my title, this is my career. I don't sell people. I serve them. I'm a servant. Blah, 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 blah. Two, I have a moral obligation and duty to sell people on the value of chiropractic in their life, in their world. Right? And it shouldn't be slimy. It shouldn't be sleazy. It shouldn't be for our sake or our betterment. It should be for the betterment of those who need us. It should be a moral obligation, a duty to learn how to sell, how to communicate, how to influence, how to lead, right? I think when we get to that level of understanding of this is who I am, this is my duty, this is my title, this is my life's work, this is my calling, when you get to that level, I think you are getting closer and closer, as am I, to selling yourself on yourself to the highest degree possible. That's just a couple ideas and thoughts, things that I've done over time that I think are the most important that have served me quite well. And I hope you got something from that and it will serve you quite well. Again, it was BJ's number one, top of the list. You got to sell yourself to yourself. You got to be sold on yourself first. Then we can go to point number two, how to sell yourself to others. I wanted to say on point number one mostly, I'm going to try to run through number two, number three. But as you can tell, how to sell yourself to others, how to sell you, how to sell chiropractic to people, have we not been talking about that for the last 50 podcasts or so? We will continue to talk about how to sell yourself to others. Ideas, perspectives, strategies, tactical pieces and parts. Dozens and dozens, perhaps hundreds of ways to improve how to sell yourself to other people, right? The opportunity for improvement, the potential for success here is immense, my friends. 50 podcasts, hours and hours and hours of ideas, right? The LPE sales ladder would be an example of how to sell yourself to others more effectively, more often, more efficiently, right? That's just one idea. Big idea, lovely idea. I was very excited to finally get on paper, get into a podcast, and hopefully continue to share more as I evolve the idea. What about all the stuff we've been talking about regarding consumer and behavioral psychology? Instead of just telling them a story, telling them what we believe, telling is not selling, what happens if we start to understand this is how human beings are built and designed to think and engage and communicate, what they're attracted to, what they pay attention to, how you can get their attention properly or ineffectively? When we start to think of, we start to come from a buyer-centric perspective, and we start to innovate and optimize our approach to be more buyer-centric than seller-centric, we appreciate consumer and behavioral psychology. Our message starts to shift. Our approach, our strategy starts to be adjusted, and it becomes easier, more effective, more efficient, the outcomes and our income, right? What about all the stuff we've been talking about just regarding communication and sales techniques? Even though I know you, me, sales. We still have a little bit of a weird taste in our mouth about that. But as we've talked about in previous podcasts, sales is about influencing and impacting and leading people to making better decisions, which make their life better. That is sales. That is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. There's no argument on that, right? We are in the business of selling chiropractic to the masses. The only question is, are we any good at it? Are we getting better at it or not? Here's another idea, how to sell yourself to others. Or cross-selling the value of your care. You got to be able to cross-sell yourself on chiropractic before you can cross-sell other people on different value points of your care counseling community that actually resonate with them, that they actually appreciate in their world, from their eyes, from their perspective. Does that make sense? There is tremendous power in learning how to talk about the benefits and or consequences, issues and implications of muscles, bone, ligament, tendon, disc, neurology, nervous system, blah, 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 blah. So when you can cross-sell yourself on different value points of chiropractic, you can communicate more effectively different value points that will be better received. They will better resonate with one individual versus the next versus the next. That's where the LP whiteboard strategy comes into play. We don't talk about the same value point of chiropractic. Can it be done? Can you have a successful office? Yes. Other people do it. But is it more effective to have a strategy where you're cross-selling multiple value points of chiropractic to the masses and letting them gravitate towards the one that makes most sense to them, so that they can go out there and talk about chiropractic more confidently? They can share the analogy that they remember or that resonates best with them, so they can tell their person, so they can sell more people, sell you to more people, which is number three. How to help people sell you to others. Can you see that we've been talking about this stuff as we've been going? Translating your language into their language, instead of saying the same words, it is always a one unidimensional approach to trying to sell chiropractic to the masses. In LPE, we're trying to take a very dynamic and multidimensional approach that is more buyer-centric, right? That engages them on a deeper level and helps them translate our language into their language so they can appreciate, understand it, talk about it more confidently, stay with it longer, learn, grow, evolve, right? Remember the concept of speaking Portuguese to the French? We talked about that in previous Facebook Lives or whatnot. Chiropractors have this wonderful, beautiful, big idea concept, but we're speaking a language that most people don't understand. And we are adamantly, almost to fault, to yell louder, to scream louder, to be more passionate. But if we're not speaking their language, they're not hearing us, and they're not appreciating us, and they're not buying. And they're, even if they do buy, they maybe aren't staying. And even if they do stay, they're not able to speak our language to other people. So they're not able to help. They're not able to sell you to more people. That's where the referrals aren't coming in. So we talk about translating your language into their language. Help me help you. Different analogies, similes, whiteboard concepts, cross-selling chiropractic from multiple angles, right? We talk about creating tools and systems, the LP whiteboard strategy, polymodal patient engagement system, using technology, email marketing, automating stuff. And then lastly, the big thing is the value ladder, changing their beliefs, values, and identity, that what we know and what we do is beautiful, is great, is exceptionally valuable, and better than any other alternative in their world. So why do they not feel a sense of obligation, a moral obligation or duty to tell other people, to bring in their kids and their family and their spouse, right? So let's go back. Number one, sell yourself to yourself. Can you see why BJ put that at the top and why that is a must? And the quality of how well, quantity, the size and scope of the sell dictates the effectiveness of number two and number three. Number two, how can you become better and better and better? And definitely becoming better at selling yourself to others. And the same for number three, how can you become indefinitely becoming better? Ongoing, never ending. Improvement, constant, never-ending improvement at selling people on the idea of selling you to others, right? That's the three-prong approach. That's this three-step process up from below the bottom. That is my perspective, my take on selling yourself 2.0. The conclusion, you cannot have a limitless practice if you have not fully sold yourself to yourself. if you do not know how to properly and effectively sell yourself to others, if you cannot get people to sell you to other people, the Limitless Chiropractor knows this and will do whatever it takes to accomplish this. Here's the three actionable steps, and I also got something special for you. One friendly warning. The three actionable steps, number one, memorize the three steps to selling yourself, please. It's worth your time. Write them down. Put them on a sticky note. Put it near your computer. Put it on your phone. I'll be sharing some infographics with this concept in the days and weeks to come. And I'll be talking about it more and more and more. I'll be reminding you. But you got to memorize those three steps. Number two, identify which step or steps are your limitations, aka your opportunities for improvement. Is it number one? Is it number two, number three? Is it all three? But really, focus on, is it number one? Have you cross-sold yourself? How big is the size and scope of the sell of yourself to yourself? And is there any more room for improvement on selling yourself to yourself? The answer should be yes. Number three, get to work on them daily until they are no longer a limitation. You can't work on your limitations unless you know what they are, correct? And I've hopefully given you a construct of how to assess for limitations. Is it number one, is it number two, or number three, or is it a combination of those? Here's the friendly warning. Thinking you don't have a limitation is your limitation. Have I mastered all three of these? No. Is there room for improvement for me, who's been aware of them for a long time, to continue to get better in all three? Yes. Will I do that? Yes. Am I begging you to do the same? Yes. Thinking you don't have a limitation is your limitation. Thinking you've arrived and you know it all, you're 100% sold on yourself and there's no more room for improvement, that is a limitation. Thinking that you know how to sell chiropractic to the masses and there's no room for improvement, that is a limitation. There's always room for improvement. The LPE principle I want to remind you of as we get to the end here is, if you are not sold on yourself and properly selling yourself, they're not buying. Everybody loses. Everybody's limited. My friends, I hope this podcast helps you improve your ability to better sell yourself to yourself and better sell chiropractic to the masses. And by doing so, helps you move one step closer to creating your version of the Limitless Practice. Until next time, stay tuned and stay limitless.